Sig, what's on your mind today, sir?
Thanks, Doc. Before I get into it, do you have DHEA in a cream at your dispensary?
I believe we do, but there's so many products in there that I'd have to go look it up online. You could also just call them and ask them, but I haven't got them all memorized. I wish I did, but I think so.
Sure. I had a couple questions if I can do them, but one is on cataracts. I think you said to use the CAN-C fish oil, and was it A, 50,000 A?
Hey, you got a good memory, sir, the CAN-C. Absolutely. There's so-called double-blind studies on that. And when we're talking about cataracts, double-blind is a poor pun, but that's what they did, is double-blind studies, and showed that with early cataracts, it would even help them go away. And with early to medium ones, sometimes it would just get them stuck there, but they'd never get any worse. Yeah, the stuff works. And then the vitamin A, yes, sir, 50,000 units a day. And unless the person's planning on getting pregnant, that's a safe amount. And that also cuts down on cataract growth. And one other thing that we could mention, sir, and that's particularly for from a family line where there's type 2 diabetes, then one of the reasons the cataracts grow is that there's an enzyme right there in that eye that tries to bring down our blood sugar. I am not kidding you. You can look this stuff up by transforming that blood sugar into the goo that makes a cataract. Why would it do that? But that's what it does. And that's inhibited by a common supplement called quercetin. It inhibits that enzyme, which is called aldose reductase for the technically inclined, and that'll help particularly in family lines where there's type 2 diabetes against cataract also. Now, none of this is guaranteed to stop them all, but sure as heck it's going to slow them down, and in some cases, like the CAN-C, turn them around.
That's awesome. How about glaucoma? Do we have anything for that? Glaucoma, I mean.
Oh, we surely do, sir. There was an article published in 2017 in a journal called Nature. What they were working with is experimental animals that unfortunately had gotten this lifetime sentence that if that animal lives long enough, it's going to get glaucoma before it dies. There is such a line of animals, believe it or not. I would bite the researcher if I was the animal. But anyway, what they did, and all these poor little animals that otherwise got glaucoma before they died, is they put them all on niacinamide, that's vitamin B3. The equivalent human dose would be 3 grams a day. But this was the animal dose. And, oh my goodness, sir, 91% of those animals died without getting glaucoma. And before that, it was 100% got glaucoma before they died. So all but 9%. Now, they even figured out how it works, sir. That's cool. It's called mechanism of action. It wasn't working because, because there was a lack of a patent medicine for glaucoma. Uh-uh. It worked because what the researchers found is the niacinamide induced the production of ATP, which is the molecule made by the mitochondria inside every cell of the body, not just the eyeball cells. But basically, it got the eyeball cells to make more ATP energy. The eyeball cells could correct themselves, and they no longer had glaucoma. How do you like that?
It's awesome. We would take 15,000 a day, was it? Or?
No, it comes in a 1,500 milligram time release and used twice daily. I like the time release because, one, it's all natural. Number two, it gives a smooth, steady, round-the-clock intake of niacinamide. Niacinamide being a B vitamin, like all the other B vitamins, if we swallow it in non-time release, it's gone in about 4 to 5 hours, and that's why we have to use it 3 times a day if we don't use the time release.
Okay. So that's 3,000 then.
Yes, sir. And
I've got a neighbor who had real bad... fibromyalgia. And she started taking ketones. You know, she didn't go on a ketonic diet. But what can you say about getting ketonic one way or the other? Does it make sense that that might have helped her to take those ketones?
It does help some people, sir. But fibromyalgia is a little more complex than, let's just say, re-energizing eyeball cells. So there's a lot of other things one wants to check with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine about. But that's a good step to try and see if it helps you. But it's not comprehensive.
No big danger in taking ketones then.
Yeah, it's possible to take too many. So, again, I'd consult with the doctor on that one because it is possible. I mean, you got to go off an awful long way to take too many, but it's been done.
Okay, Doc. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, sir, and thank you for calling us.